Wisconsinites are projected to set a new record for Thanksgiving travel this week. That's according to AAA. It's Monday, November 23rd, and this is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, there will soon be another large data center complex along I-94, and a national advocacy group is asking federal officials to investigate the use of live pigs for training at the Medical College of Wisconsin. Stay with us.
Your place for independent journalism.
Utah has a new law which restricts which bathrooms or changing rooms transgender people may.
It's easy to pass southward into Mexico.
Do we go through the turnstile or straight?
What's hard is entering the United States.
That's Maha Hamdan speaking to NPR's producer in Gaza, Anas Baba. He spoke to her after last night's heavy bombardment.
Morning Edition and All Things Considered. Weekdays on WPR News.
AAA is predicting a record number of Wisconsinites will hit the roads and airports for the upcoming Thanksgiving holiday. Rich Kramer has the details.
More than 1.4 million Wisconsin residents are expected to drive at least 50 miles or more for their Turkey Day festivities. Another 115,000 are expected to fly for their family gatherings. AAA Midwest Public Affairs Director Nick Jarmus says the projections square with increased travel for other holidays earlier this year.
We've been tracking this for almost 25 years now, and we expect that this is going to, you know, be bigger than anything we've ever seen before.
Jarmus says the increases in holiday travel reflect improved confidence in the economy and are bolstered by gas prices that are lower now than they were at this time last year. Tuesday and Wednesday afternoon are expected to be the worst times to drive nationwide. According to AAA, the best time to drive is Thanksgiving Day. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The City of Kenosha Plan Commission unanimously approved plans for a new data center last week. Pending council approval, the city will annex land from the town of Paris. The project includes an electric substation and four data center buildings totaling 1 million square feet. Because of a non-disclosure agreement, the company behind the plan is currently anonymous. Danielle Tatro is a civil engineer who represented the company at last week's meeting. She said each building will employ a couple dozen people.
These technical jobs and these security jobs related to the data center use have great benefits. They're pretty well paid. We're talking $80K to $100K.
The data center will join existing U-Line and Amazon warehouses at the intersection of I-94 and State Highway 142. A new report from the nonpartisan Wisconsin Policy Forum finds that Wisconsinites are paying less money in taxes than ever before. Anya Van Wagtendonk has the details.
Wisconsinites pay just under 10% of personal income in taxes. That's lower than the national average of 11.1%, and it's been steadily declining in recent years. Mark Sommerhauser is communications director for the forum. He attributes the drop to an increase in income, a limit on property tax increases, and a 2021 income tax cut.
That one in particular was definitely impactful and did play a role in decreasing the tax burden here in Wisconsin.
That cut was signed by Governor Tony Evers. In the most recent legislative session, he and Republicans sparred over other tax cut proposals. The report also finds that spending has decreased in some areas, including K-12 education. Anya Van Wagtendonk, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers announced late last week that he has pardoned 172 people. That brings the total number of pardons granted by Evers to more than 1,400. A pardon does not erase a criminal offense from public court records, but it does restore civil rights, including the right to serve on a jury. People with Wisconsin felony convictions can apply for a pardon if at least 5 years have passed since completing their sentence. Anyone on the sex offender registry is not eligible. Since taking office in 2019, Evers has granted more pardons than any other Wisconsin governor. And finally, a national advocacy group is asking federal officials to investigate the use of live pigs for training at the Medical College of Wisconsin. As Hope Kerwin reports, the organization says the practice unnecessarily harms animals.
In a letter to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine claimed the use of live animals for training surgery residents is a violation of the Federal Animal Welfare Act. It's a claim they've made against other residency programs in the past. The advocacy group argues alternative training methods for surgeons are widely available. They say a majority of residency programs in the U.S. do not use live animals. The Medical College of Wisconsin declined an interview with WPR. A spokesperson said in a statement that animals are only used when, quote, alternative methods are inadequate, do not yet exist, or are too dangerous. The statement said the college is committed to the humane and ethical use of animals and has a review committee to ensure the program remains compliant with federal regulations. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
And that'll do it for this Monday. Hey, one quick note before we leave. The Green Bay Packers improved to 8-3 on the season yesterday, beating the San Francisco 49ers 38-10. The Packers have a quick turnaround. They're playing on Thanksgiving against the Miami Dolphins. That one starts at 7:20 Thanksgiving night. Thanks for joining us for Wisconsin Today Morning News on this Monday. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and our producers today were Mallory Chang and John Davis. Hey, don't forget, leave us that rating and review on your favorite podcast app, or send us an email. Let us know what brings you back to the show, what we could be doing better. Email us at newscasts@wpr.org. Have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you again soon.